I had to do it. Nothing gets the people going quite like talking golf. And tomorrow, the Masters officially kicks off, so I had to come on and talk about it. It's one of my favorite things of the entire sports calendar, and it officially kicks off tomorrow. Of course, it goes through the incredible tagline, a tradition unlike any other. I remember as soon as the winter hits and I see my first a tradition unlike any other commercial, I get excited because I know that once April hits, it will finally be Masters time, and I will get to sit on my couch for 4 days and watch one of the greatest spectacles in all of sports. So I had to come on and talk about it, and I want to ask an interesting question. What makes it a tradition unlike any other? We'll examine it today. Let's start sipping. It is Masters week, just as I said in the open. It is one of my favorite weeks of the entire sports calendar, and in my and many others' opinions, it's one of the greatest spectacles in all of sports. So, of course, I had to come on and talk about it, but I want to do things a little bit differently. I don't want to come on and tell you about who I think's going to win, who I think the best bets are for your top 20s, or who to pick in your Masters office pool, or who to round out your DraftKings lineup with. No. I want to do something a little different. I want to come on and examine why the Masters is, as Jim Nance coined it back all the way in 1986, a tradition unlike any other. Because that's a heck of a statement. A tradition unlike any other. And it's not just, you know, Buddy the Elf reading the neon sign in the window of the New York City coffee shop that says world's best cup of coffee and believing it. This truly lives up to the bill. And that's hard to say about many things, and it's especially hard in a sport like golf. Like, look, I've loved golf for a long time, so I have no trouble enjoying all the little quirks that make it a great game. But I can see the other perspective as well. Golf's inherently repetitive, and tournaments at the highest level are a battle of attrition, and battles of attrition are not always the most fun to watch. They involve 4 days of playing the exact same golf course, the exact same 18 holes, and all these 18 holes vary only slightly in length and slightly in par. So when you really think about the actual action of a round of golf at the professional level, it can be very minute. The swing takes a couple seconds, the ball flies through the air, and then the action is over, and you're merely watching the athletes walk hundreds of yards to do the next shot, and it's the exact same thing. So essentially, if you watched all 70-ish shots of one professional golfer's round of golf, with all the extra fluff taken out, you're talking about, like, what, 5 minutes of action? And that's over a 4-hour round of golf? So yeah, I can totally understand why people could see this as boring. But even golf's biggest haters and naysayers have very little to say about the Masters tournament. So what makes it so special? Well, the first part of any great tradition, you gotta have a tradition. It's got to have customs that are passed from generation to generation. It's got to have established rituals. It's got to be a customary pattern that builds over time. The Masters has that in abundance. Each year, there are 4 golf major championships that are played, but just one is played at the same golf course each and every year, and it's the Masters. It's Augusta National Golf Club. It's in April. It's in Augusta, Georgia. So at the very core, your tradition is established. But how's it unlike any other? Well, I think first it relies on the course that I just mentioned, and that's the Augusta National Golf Club. Augusta's unique, and I'm not just talking about the 18 holes that it's made up of, though those are unique too, and I'll touch on those later. But it's more than just the course itself, and I think a lot of it comes down to Augusta having some pretty interesting regulations that have made it such a hallowed ground, and I know typically, when you're bringing up something that's very interesting, you're not bringing up rules and regulations, but you kind of have to with Augusta, and it's what really makes it unique. So let's start with something that makes headlines every year, and what everyone talks about when they're blessed with the opportunity to be on the grounds, It's the food. Augusta's different than any other sporting event you'll attend, other than maybe your kid's Little League game, but honestly, today, not even that, probably. And they're unique because of the prices of their concessions. A soft drink will cost you $1.50. Water, $2. Even beer. It's a wheat ale that they make specifically for the tournament. That'll cost you just $6. Add in one of their famous pimento cheese sandwiches. That's only $1.50. Same with an egg salad sandwich. Everything will come made right there at Augusta, wrapped in a nice green wrapper, all to fit the aesthetic of the course. Appearance is everything at Augusta. So there's the food. What else makes it unique? Let's go to the rules. Once again, rules and regulations. Why do you keep touching on this? It's because it's what makes it unique. But this is where things can get interesting and rigid when we really talk about the rules here. First of all, there are no phones allowed on the course. Except, of course, the payphones, which, despite the name of them, are actually free. You cannot have a cell phone at Augusta National while it is a tournament day. And it's not just phones. No other electronic devices are allowed either. Not even a camera on tournament days. It's old-fashioned, yes, but it's all part of their brand. And the vocabulary that you use just to walk around this golf course, that's important too. At Augusta, you're not a fan, you're a patron. And the longer grass off the fairway, that's not the rough, it's the second cut. The bunkers, they should never be called sand traps, they're bunkers. And it's a first and a second nine, not in a front and a back like you're accustomed to at the local muni that you're playing at. Patrons are free to walk around the course, but running? Yeah, no, that's strictly prohibited. Are you tired walking around all day? Well, you can purchase a Green Masters branded chair. It's only $30, pretty reasonable. Or you could even bring one of your own. As long as it folds and it doesn't have any arms, you can do it. You can just never lay down on the course. And what if I don't want to follow all these rules? Well, then you'll be escorted out. And likely you won't be welcome back. Because there are plenty of others lining up, begging to take your place. Trust me. I've been signing up for the Masters Lottery every year since I was eligible when I turned 21, and I am still waiting for my time. Because all I want to do is see the course, which I said I'd touch on. I haven't until now. Now it's time. From the casual patron's perspective, Augusta National is the greenest, most pristine golf course you could ever imagine. Any portion of the golf course that could be picked up on a camera that's not already a green, well, they'll go ahead and paint that green. The water around the course is so blue that you'll think it's been dyed, which actually one Golf Digest reporter back in 1996 said he found traces of blue food dye when he tested some of the water. Augusta refuses to confirm whether or not this is true, still to this day. Then you talk about the beautiful white sand in the bunkers. Well, actually, it's technically not even sand. It's a quartz that comes from the Spruce Pine Mining District of North Carolina. It's the best quartz in the world. And despite the place looking like a forest, you'll find no animals on the course, other than fish and some birds, though even the sounds of the birds, they've been questioned as to whether or not they're being piped in by TV producers, because it all seems too perfect there. From the moment you go down Magnolia Lane and see the clubhouse, the azaleas, flowers in full bloom, each and every inch of the place looking meticulously manicured, you'll wonder how the place is even real. And this is just looking at the golf course. What if you're playing it? Of course, not many will ever have the opportunity to do this. Membership's extremely strict. It's invite only. And if you have to ask, well, then you're probably not going to get in. The best way to get in seems to be by becoming the President of the United States. You know, if you're looking for an easy shortcut. But what about the pros that get to play in it every year? Well, each and every hole of Augusta asks a unique, specific question that can completely puzzle even the world's best golfers. It's tough to win your first time playing at Augusta. In fact, only three people have ever done it, and the last one came 45 years ago back in 1979. It simply takes some time to even be able to strategically navigate and play competitively at the course, because so much of it relies on this mental database of course knowledge that you can only gather through years of experience playing the course. All of this is nice to have. You talk about the food. You talk about the grounds having interesting rules that give it a, you know, a little charm. You talk about the picturesque conditions. Then picturesque honestly only kind of under-delivers when you're describing how beautiful the course is. But I think there's one thing that ultimately makes the Masters truly special in what takes it from being a great sporting event to being a tradition unlike any other. And that's how much they, when I say they, I mean the individuals in charge of producing the Masters, truly care about us, the viewer, the patron, the often forgotten about individual in sports media, and especially in golf viewership. The person that makes the sport valuable, because, you know, without people watching, none of this matters. Yet I see more and more often, the viewers often forgotten. And golf's the king of this these past couple years. The professional golf world is splintered to the point that at times it feels like there's no repair. And to truly be invested in professional golf the past couple of years has meant that you have to be truly invested in national politics and corporate mergers and acquisitions. It's easier to go online right now and find out information about how the golf is being sold off for billions of dollars and how Saudi Arabian sports washing is changing the sport. That's way easier than finding information about the actual golf itself. But none of that happens at the Masters. The Masters is unifying. We'll see players tee off this week that are well into their 60s, and we'll see players tee off this week that are amateurs in their 20s, just hoping to start their professional career. We'll see players play the par 3 contest with their spouses, kids, loved ones. We'll see patrons of all ages, backgrounds, ethnicities, anything else you can think of, as they walk, of course, not run, to fill the 365-acre grounds of Augusta National. And I'll have that same feeling that I giggled at and kind of poked fun of when I was watching the meteorologist this week during the solar eclipse, when they were in totality, and just getting choked up just being in the presence of that scene. Because there's few things left in this world that can unite all of us. But the Masters is one of them. It's a tradition unlike any other. Just a quick sip for you today. I love the Masters too much to go without getting on the air and saying something about it, so I had to come on and do this one. But I do have some fun stuff coming up. So I've already recorded one. It was a super fun interview that I will be releasing April 20th. I'm headed on a cruise that week, so I will be off the grid, but I will still have an episode, and it's a super fun one. I had Annie Wolford on, and we talked for about an hour about life as an employee on a cruise. So it's unlike stuff I've done in the past, but like I've said from the beginning, whenever you can listen to people talk about things that they're passionate about, it's super enjoyable. I've got some other things on the docket as well, so I say all of this because if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the Sip of Naderade YouTube. Subscribe and rate the podcast on whatever podcast platform you're using. Give us a follow on any social media platform, at Sip of Naderade. I appreciate it a ton. Enjoy the Masters, and for now, I hope your thirst is quenched.